go ahead and call this meeting to order. Today is October 28th, 2019, and the time is 7:30 a.m. And I'd like to go ahead and call the application review committee meeting to order. Ms. Folks, could you do the roll call, please?
Yes, Dr. Malott?
Here.
Dr. Flowers?
Present.
You have a quorum.
Thank you, Ms. Folks, and thank you also for all of your hard work in getting the materials together and getting us ready. I anticipate that this is going to be a quick meeting, and I have a way to make it even quicker. So, Dr. Flowers, I hope you will bear with my new suggestions. So,
I like to be detailed, but speed is a good thing.
Yeah, detailed and speedy, and I'll tell you why, because I noticed a lot of repeat type applications. So,
okay.
So, before we move forward, we need to item number three. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
I so move.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion approved. Minutes are approved for September 27, 2019. We are now moving to item number four, which is the discussion regarding approval of psychology applicants. I appreciate Dr. Fowler's thoroughness in reviewing the materials. I think that is our charge as committee members, that we review materials thoroughly, but our discussions can only focus on the things that we notice that are problems. So if there are no problems, then we can move through it quickly. The second thing I noticed, we have two categories where I'd like to do it in a group form. One is the reapps, just the reapps, and we have several in this group, and obviously the board has reviewed them in detail, so I would like to do that as a group presentation, and I'll go ahead and take the lead. And the second thing I noticed, we have a group of universal recognition at the end, so that's the two that I'd like to do as a group. So
okay, if you can keep track of
So if you have any concerns, then you pull it out of the group discussion.
Okay,
so the first one is A, and we have nine in that category. The first one is Amanda Danielle Boner, and I'll go ahead and present her. Dr. Boner got her PhD in clinical psychology at SUNY in New York, and she which is an APA-approved program. She completed a 2,000-hour internship at APA, an APA-approved internship. She also did a postdoc at Barrows, which is a 2,000-hour internship. There was no specific, like, a written contract, but our regulations say that you can submit a written plan. And the documentation that she provided regarding her postdoc at Barrows was very, very thorough. It was very clear. The continuing ed, the goals for each of the rotations. So I felt like we had a lot of information on the postdoc, which seems to be a very organized postdoc. I'm willing to accept it if you are, Dr. Flowers.
Yes, I would have preferred to see the postdoc, you know, in the traditional way, but it does. I do know Barrows is not like a thrown-together program, and indeed
yes,
a lot of documentation was put together, so I also feel comfortable recommending it for approval.
Okay. Do you want to do the next?
Sure. Which one is that? Dr. Turner, or are we going to the next?
Next, Dr. Turner.
Okay, let me just pull this up here. I could do it. I mean, either way is fine.
Go ahead, Dr. Fowler.
Okay, sure. I guess she did indicate that she'd been terminated from a job, but mm-hmm. It appeared to be like a change of command kind of thing, where a lot of people were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't really see that as a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
She completed her PsyD at Midwestern University, Glendale.
Mm-hmm.
2019. And she had a couple of pre-internships. They both appear to have adequate supervision and contact. And I mm-hmm. believe they're around 1,579 hours. And has pre-internship training plans, did an internship with the Colorado Department of Corrections 2018 to 2019, an APIC member, 2,006 and a half hours, two positive references, Dr. Berwalda, Dr. McNutt, and so on this one as well. I feel it can be recommended to go ahead for approval. I guess we're talking about ECPP and licensure. I'm going to say approvals, right?
Yes. Yes, this whole category is for ECPP. Yeah.
Okay.
I will do the next one, and I'm going to, the next one is different, and then I'll do the following one, too, and then we go back to two others. But Dr.
Okay.
Fowler is a VAP, but she's also submitting her supervised hours for licensure. She was reviewed by the board before, and everything, you know, was in good order. Her supervised hours for licensure do meet the requirements. I did not have a problem with her postdoc, so her postdoc is approved. Now all she has to do is pass the exam. Did you have any?
Well, I think this has probably been covered before several times, but I guess sometimes it need to be has to be drilled into my brain. One of her letters of recommendation was from a certified Arizona school psychologist rather than fully licensed, or I mean, well, board licensed. As I recall, since she did a lot of her work in school psychology, the training that's considered acceptable, is that correct?
I think so. I think that question came up and we reviewed her before. And Ms. Galvin, do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, I believe that's permissible, and I believe that's what we had found earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's no need for me to, I don't
yeah.
need to get nervous about it again then.
No.
No.
The next group, and I'm going to do this as a group, Dr. Flowers, and if you have any problems with any of these four, please, you know, we can discuss
it. Oh, sure.
So the four that I'd like to go ahead is Laura Carey Hinkle, Marilyn Wiley, Rosalba Mata, and Sarah Norbeck. A couple of them we reviewed extensively. We did additional letters of information that they submitted, and after much deliberation, their applications were approved. All four of them have not pass the ECPP, and they're under the three times, so they're all applying for the act.
Okay, so they're, but what I need to do, it was like, with Dr. Wiley was not in that bunch, is that?
She's in that bunch. Do you need to talk for Dr. Wiley?
Oh, no, that one's fine. I just wanted to look through my notes quickly for each name, and then.
Okay, go ahead. I'll give you, go ahead and take the minute.
Okay, so Wiley was one, and then the next one was which one?
Carey Hinkle was one.
Okay, let's see. Okay, just a second. Okay, that one, okay, we've already talked about the letter from the school psychologist being okay, so that was the only question I had on that one. And
next is Marilyn Wiley.
Yeah, that one looked good as well. And then
we will skip Nicole Burr for now, but we go to Rosalba Mata.
Okay, that looks good, too.
The last one is Sarah Norbeck.
Okay, I have three pluses for all of those, which means they're good.
Good. Thank you, Dr. Flowers. So we'll jump back up to Nicole Burr. Nicole Burr is submitting a supervised hours for licensure. And looking at my notes, she completed her postdoc. Kind of a little interesting. You know, she did it in 12-13 at Southwest Behavioral Health, and her supervisor was Dr. Bohansky, and she had a signed agreement, but she obviously didn't turn it in when she turned in her original app. So, but it all looks good, so I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
What about you, Dr.
Yes, I thought that her application looked good.
Yeah. Do you want to do Dr. Dr. Samuel Balu. He is, we sent him a letter for additional information.
Okay. Looking at that one, he completed his ID at Antioch University, not an APA approved, but it appeared the core areas were okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the internship, APA approved, 2,056 hours. You know, looking
the
at
the problem that we
go ahead.
Had with the two, remember we reviewed him last month and we asked him to submit additional information for his coursework because he had just thrown it together. And
okay.
I thought he did a good job with that. And the second one was, he didn't have enough supervision, so he said in his letter that he does have enough supervision, and he had like 80 and he needed 75 or something like that, and he submitted supervision notes for all of his supervision sessions.
To me, it is still... I had questions about it still. As
the supervision?
Yes. Yeah, let me... as I recall, he had a number of different types. You know, some were in a group, some were individual. It was kind of all over the place.
Ms. Folks, I have a question for you. I did not go and add each, you know, there was like 70 forms or 60 pages of that. Did anyone on staff count based on his form?
Are you talking about the individual supervision notes?
Yeah.
I did not. I just took the paper. I didn't feel like I had enough experience to even consider doing that.
Okay. Yeah.
With that one, there were a lot of them I looked at, but if it's the one I remember, hopefully it is. There were some where it was individual, it was group, it was individual, and so on. And you know what I would ask really, I want to just see the individual, and have them in a you know a group together so we can just count. You know, if I'm...
Here's a suggestion. I feel like he's making us work extra hard, and he needs to submit a table where he puts the date, and he puts the hours of supervision, and, you know, he creates three columns. It says individual, group, and really, they're only interested in an individual because this is for his postdoc, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so the other is interesting, you know, and good, but... we don't really want to add the other stuff.
All
we
the just, pages.
It's kind of like, just give us your individual thank you for the other stuff, which is interesting, but please organize so we can make it simpler or more doable. And then,
yeah, I mean, the pages, and unless I created a table, there's no way I would keep track of
There's too many things thrown in.
Yeah.
I would see individual, group, and then residential, whatever that means. I mean, I think I know what it means. But, you know, it's like, let's cut to the chase and just give us the individual hours of supervision we can count them, and hopefully there'll be enough hours, and we can move on.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and then sometimes it's 90, so that's 1, 2, 3 and a half. I mean, this will take, you know. Ms. Folks, if you can send him an email, and if he submits that kind of a summary, we don't need anything from the supervisor, obviously, of individual hours with the dates on a one-page table that corresponds to all the pages he attended, we can review him on Friday at the staff, at the board meeting, so he can move on if he can get it on time.
Okay.
Okay, that's a great idea. Rather than making him wait another month, he's probably pretty motivated to get this done, and really so are we. But we'd like him to make it organized and more doable rather than giving us a headache.
Sometimes it's group and residential, but basically he needs to meet, you know, his. I don't know how many postdoc hours he needed, but.
He had, it's like 2,056 for his APA internship. He'd need 944 hours. He would need 20 hours for each 20 hours of postdoc work, he would need 1 hour. And that's what he was.
Yeah, and he said he had it, so it's just a matter of organizing it. In his letter, he says he had, he had 80 hours of in-person individual supervision. So he just needs to put in a table that adds up.
Madam Chair, committee members, if you look at on the PDF on page 123, is that what I'm looking at there? Is that a table, a summary?
That's postbook summary. That's 164. Let me go 123. Okay. He does have that broken down by. Okay.
Let me pull that up here. Addendum, monthly hours of supervision.
Yeah. Thank you for catching that. I missed that. I kept scrolling through all this.
There's so much.
100 pages. Yeah. Literally 100 pages of, 1 hour, 1 hour, 1 hour. I kept trying to count and lost count each time. But he does have it broken. This is what I was hoping for. Good.
Okay, so we had 80 hours for... How many, let me pull this up here, for 2,000 hours? Wouldn't he need 100 hours, though? Am I confused on that one?
Internship was 2,056, and his postdoc.
I think he put down 2,000 hours.
2,000 hours, but he only really needs another 1,000 hours of postdoc, what was the concern that we had?
My understanding is if he's only getting half of the supervision he needs, then the whole postdoc would be in question because it's supposed to be 2 hours or 20 all the way through.
He submits less hours for his postdoc.
I was thinking that you could do that with not enough client contact, but not with supervision.
Madam Chair, committee members, on page 123 at the bottom of his chart, where he has total 80 hours, he has a star or an asterisk, and then it looks like he put 80 hours times 20 hours, 1,500 total allowed hours. Is it possible that's what he's trying to do?
Well, I think
so they can reach the 50 hours for the required amount, and then the supervision he got for that 1,500 hours.
Well, I think, well, 1,500 allowed, if that's the max you can count for a postdoc or for pre-internship.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm still wondering about, you know, if you've had, let's just say that he got 1 hour a week of supervision for 40, and then it was 2,000 hours, so he says, well, we'll just count half of it, even though I didn't have enough supervision for the whole time. But, you know, he did have the other kinds of supervision. I mean, the group.
Yes, the other kind is not part of our statute.
Yeah, so I'm still, to me, the issue still remains. Hopefully I'm making some sense here.
No, I know what you're saying. And we struggle with this when some people have resubmitted and they only count the first 1,500 or really the first 1,800 hours. And well, if you look at this, it's got just too many pages, so hard to find.
Oh, it's a lot. But if, you know, if he were to say 1,000 hours, and had enough supervision within that, then that would be good. But if he spread it out like an inadequate amount of supervision for the entire time, then it sounds as if it's not acceptable.
Let me go back to his 123.
Okay. So for like 1,000 hours, he would need 50 hours of supervision.
Of course, he could move to Arizona in a week. No, he's not licensed yet. No.
If it were pre-internship, well, I guess he'd need one for 10, so that would be an issue, but it's not a pre-internship.
Ms. Galvin, do you recall how we've handled this before? I know we've struggled with this.
I do not.
No.
Maybe we
can. And I apologize.
Oh, we could.
No, it's okay.
Maybe the whole board could review.
I mean, the thing is, he's had, he's got 1,000 hours. He's kind of got the bottom line. It's like when he includes everything, then it doesn't work out. It's kind of like the direct hours. So it's just a tough one, you know. So.
Yeah, he's done a lot of work, you know, no question about it. I would feel more comfortable having the full board review it, because I think, strictly speaking, he doesn't have enough one-on-one individual supervision.
Okay, let's just move into the full board. Yeah, I'm fine, because we need to be consistent across our board members. So, we wrote a substantive policy statement too on this, and.
Yeah. But I'm sure going, you know, thank you for pointing out page 123.
Yeah,
I mean, otherwise it would make Dr. Ballou a little crazy in the meantime, saying, please, you create something we already have. You know, that wouldn't be good. Oh, okay, that sounds good.
Madam Chair, committee members, would it be helpful if I also ask that he have his supervisor send in a new postdoc verification that limits the hours to what he needs?
Well, I don't know that we could tell them to move it around so it looks right.
No, not move it around. It would have to be a block of time. Like, I'm looking at this summary, and August appears not, August, his first August doesn't have enough supervision hours if he worked 40 hours that month, each week. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be correct.
Well, it could be. They could cherry pick together what might work.
Oh, I don't think they can cherry pick, but if they had a block of time from one date to another that actually has all the hours he needs with the correct amount of supervision, if they change their dates to include just what he needs in that block of time.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean, you know, because it could be some months where there is enough, and hopefully within the 2 years, there would be...
It's 3 years.
A three-year?
Mm-hmm. It's 36 months.
Oh, wow, okay. Within that, hopefully they would hit enough of the months that would work, and then that would work, that would take care of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than throwing the whole thing out.
Yeah. Okay, maybe we'll review it at the full board, Ms. Folks, and if they want to submit a revised one that documents, you know, all the numbers work, so.
All right.
Okay. I'm looking at his postdoc agreement again to see what they noted in the agreement. So, this is in Arizona, so they're very familiar with the Arizona rules, so it's not like it's coming from... Okay, that's where we had concerns, because his agreement says 1 hour of individual supervision a week. That's why we flagged it. So.
And, you know, maybe they were confused if they threw in or included group and residential supervision, that would compensate.
Mm-hmm. And they do say something like, but again, in August, if he started a little later, you know, I mean, I don't know the exact date, but if he was a week later, then the 6 hours would make sense, you know. Okay, so, Ms. Folks, seems like you have a plan to contact him or a supervisor, and then we'll proceed from there.
All right.
So I'll go ahead and make a motion that we move all of the candidates with the exception of Dr. Ballou to the full board for approval of to sit for the EPPPN licensure. Do I hear a second?
Yes, I second the motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved, and then Dr. Ballou will be moved to the full board for review and approval to sit for the EPPPN licensure. The second group that we moved to is requesting approval for licensure by waiver. And the first one we have is Aaron Barnes. We had sent him an additional request for information to include a training plan with a signed copy. He did. He obviously had one because it was signed, you know, at the time he did it. So he's good to go. Any concerns with him, Dr.?
That one looked good to me as well.
Okay. Do you want to do the next one, Dr. Baena?
Dr. Baena completed a PhD in psychology at University of Arizona in 2017, internship with the clinical neuropsychology at Baycrest in Canada, an APIC member, 1,750 hours, and postdoc at Baylor College of Medicine, 1,500 plus hours, CUDA to postdoc manual, and PASS ECCC in Texas earlier this year. I did have some questions on this one. I'm wondering if the degree was in the practice of psychology.
It was. If you go back to the transcript, I know she said psychology, but her transcript says clinical psych. I had the same question, so I went in and reviewed her transcript carefully, and it actually says clinical psych.
Okay, good, because I kept looking and looking and looking. And
yeah, it was on her transcript. A substantive area. It's an APSU program.
Okay.
She wouldn't have been able to do the internship.
Great.
But she didn't put it in her, whatever that demographic type form. So.
Okay. Okay, that was a biggie, and you took care of it. Thank you.
Yeah.
And,
everything else is good.
Yes, everything else looked good, and the references were fine, and so I'd recommend that one looks good to move on for licensure then.
Okay, the next one is Gabriela Santa Cruz. Dr. Gabriela Santa Cruz got her degree from Argosy in California. She submitted 3,000 plus pre-doc hours. She did an internship, APA approved internship. She also did a postdoc. The agreement was included. And everything in her application looked good. She's one of the Argosy students, so I think she was one that submitted a lot of paperwork related to, or was it the other one? I'm so sorry. No, it was the other person. Hers was fine.
Okay, yes, I also found that one to be good.
Yes.
And then,
That completes this category, so I'll make a motion that we move Dr. Barnes, Dr. Baena, and Dr. Santa Cruz to the full board for approval for licensure by waiver. Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. Aye. Motion approved. We can go to the next category, which is requesting approval of supervised experience for licensure after passing the ECCC.
Okay, should I go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, she completed clinical psychology, PsyD, in July 2015 from Argosy in Phoenix. She passed ECCC in September of this year. The pre-internships that she submitted appeared to also be fine as far as what she did, the contact and the pre-internship plans. Completed an APIC member internship, Northern Arizona VA Health Care System at Prescott, and gave, has two references that were both positive. I had a question on Dr. Brooks because it indicates that the most recent contact with her was in July 2015, which is more than 3 years ago. So it could be when the application was initially submitted, that was within the time frame, but now it is not, unless I'm misunderstanding.
So, at this point, the person is really requesting supervised experience after passing the ECCC. Do we need to review the entire application, Ms. Galvin, or do we just focus on just this last piece that's left?
Yeah, I would just focus on what's left.
Okay, so with the date that it was, the application was reopened, we don't use that as, like, when it started or whatever. We just look at the one.
Because her application was approved pending this one last thing. You know,
okay.
Two things. One is the ECP and the supervised and,
okay.
Yes, I think when it was I'd be fine with that. When it was originally submitted, they were current. And then
okay.
You're just waiting on additional information. You receive that information.
Okay. Then that's the only glitch I saw, which thank you for your input. So that one, I think, is fine for approval as well.
Okay. And, okay, so thank you, Dr. Flowers. And do you want to make a motion?
I recommend that that one be approved. Or
okay.
Giving for conferral of license.
I second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. This will move to the full board. The next one is a temporary license application, and we have Dr. Zara Raskin. She got her clinical psych doctorate from the University of Arizona. She did a pre-doc APA approved internship. She's currently in a postdoc. But she's applying for temporary licensure, so she can go ahead and sit for the ECCC and complete her postdoc. So I didn't see any problems with her application, and I'd like to make a motion to move her forward to the full board for approval. Do I hear a second? Do you want to second it first and then discuss it?
No, I don't. Looking, I may be, again, missing something on the transcript, but I didn't see the conferral of the PsyD on it. It showed that she was like a fourth-year student, and the confusing thing was the date of the transcript was after the degree should have been conferred, but it doesn't show that it's on there. Again, unless I'm missing something, which I could be.
So she got it at Midwestern.
Madam Chair, Dr. Flowers, we received two transcripts for her. The second one has the Doctor of Psychology on it on page 18.
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. I didn't see that one. So yeah, that was the only glitch, and thank you for clarifying that again.
Okay, so...
I second the motion.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. She can move forward to the full board. The last category we have is requesting approval for licensure by universal recognition. We have... let me see. We have seven candidates, Dr. Aldo Rivera, Dr. Carol Gandolfo, Dr. Jill Marchi, Dr. Camila Marrero, Dr. Richard Amada, Dr. Yolanda Hobb, and I'm just going to stop. I do want to do Dr. Garcia Yili separately. So the first six a universal recognition, they just have to establish, they've been licensed in another jurisdiction, no complaints, and establish residency, which they all did to submitting their Arizona driver's license. I don't think, and it's really an approval by consensus, you know, that's how I read it. I saw the minutes for the last month, please. So did you have any problems with the first six?
Well, looking at, let me see if I got the right one, Dr. Gandolfo, I had a question on that one.
Okay, go ahead with the question.
Well, looking at it, she was denied a license by the board previously. And basically, my understanding is that the law states that to qualify for like universal recognition and licensure, you can't have a history of that kind of a problem. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean you ruled out, but you know, you don't necessarily qualify.
I'm pulling it up.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up too. Did she give us additional information why she was denied?
Oh yeah, it's included with the documentation. Take a look here. Yeah, there's there's a copy of the order of denial at the end,
okay,
of the end of page 14.
Did not possess a doctor from an institution that she did not complete the didactic coursework. She completed an internship that did not have psychologists. And this action is this was done by Arizona.
Yes, it was by our board. I don't think either was for honored at the time. So there were a number of things for which she was denied. So, you know, my concern.
It's an interesting one. This is the reason why the law was created, because boards would deny licenses because the requirements didn't match exactly our state licenses. So if we had universal recognition then, we had to have accepted her because she was licensed in California, but we didn't accept her license because of the reason stated in the denial. She obviously did not withdraw her application, because most people, we give them the chance to withdraw their application and they don't meet our requirements. And I'm assuming she did not withdraw her application.
Unless the board acted differently back then. But yeah, I was kind of stunned too, because it didn't appear to be any fraud. It's just that she didn't meet the qualifications.
Yeah. And this was in...
So it's like 14
years ago. It happened before I was on the board, so...
The statute talks about that the person has not had a license or certificate revoked and has not voluntarily surrendered a license or certificate in any other state or country while under investigation. So it doesn't talk about, and we've staffed this, it doesn't talk about denial. A denial is not, it's reportable to the data bank, but this statute references revocation or surrender. It also talks about the person has not had disciplinary imposed by the regulatory entity. So it doesn't talk about denial specifically. But similar to the instance where we had like a person, a gentleman who asked if he would be eligible for licensure under universal recognition, the board found that he would not be, because they found that practicing in another state at the master's level would not be at the same practice level as practicing here in Arizona at a doctoral level. So I don't know if you want to find or recommend in this case with this individual that practicing wherever in California without the requisite degree, you know, in an applied area of psychology or however you would want to phrase it, is not at the same practice level as practicing in Arizona in an applied area of psychology.
Well, the doctor says it's in clinical psych.
Right, whatever her deficiency was. It wasn't,
yes,
was it,
I mean,
not
it was,
APA approved or accredited.
Yeah, so I think obviously we would need more information. And the current application does not give us that kind of information. If you look at our application as it stands, you know, California State University Dominguez Hills is a regionally accredited institution. So I am not sure what the board looked at, you know, because they put everything in there, you know. So now I'm kind of wondering, what are they referring to? Because I know Dominguez Hills is an accredited institution, but they put that in there. So they said, he does not possess a doctorate from an interregionally accredited. So don't know what that means. Does not complete didactic prior to beginning our internship training. Internship does not require two psychologists on staff. She completed an internship that did not include in the written statement description of the opportunities required for training. So, and this is, I mean, I think we do need to review her application at the full board. So I think we need to move this to the full board. Could we, Dr. Ms. Galvin, request her previous application if we have it on file, or do we ask her to submit previous materials?
Jennifer, do you think you would have it on file?
No, I don't think so, due to the age of the application and the retention.
Yeah, the retention schedule, I believe, is we've passed that point and the application is destroyed. I would have included it if we had it available.
Yeah. And I don't know, I think if we had it, that's one thing, but requesting it of her, I'm not sure of the relevance. We have the document, or at least the stated grounds upon which the board denied her previous application.
I am not comfortable denying her based on what the board stated there,
mm-hmm.
because but the first fact that I'm looking at does not match, because Dominguez Hills is a regionally accredited part of the Cal State system, so I'm questioning that right off the bat.
Okay, well, let's just look at her current application then.
I mean, her current application says she has a PsyD from a regionally accredited institution. Dominguez Hills is a regionally accredited institution. Much else. I mean, we don't have a transcript. We could ask for a transcript. But see, we're going to have to ask for materials.
But yeah, that kind of goes against the universal application. She's been licensed in another state for more than 1 year. She's currently not under discipline or investigation. She has submitted documentation of establishing a residence here.
Okay, well, I guess in that sense, I guess Michael and you know, Ms. Galvin explained it. Thank you. You know, there's no record of disciplinaries.
Right.
There's denial, but that's different from disciplinaries. It's so I think,
because we will have other people from California that maybe don't meet all our internship criteria, like two supervisors, 2 hours, but they will get licensed because of universal recognition.
Oh yeah, definitely. So,
I mean, the
you know,
degree became real problematic, because that was obvious in the application, and, you know, ours is set at the doctoral level.
Okay.
Were you going to add anything else, Dr. Flowers?
No, I guess, you know, my concern was what I mentioned, but I think, you know, thank you for all of your input. It does sound as if she does indeed meet the requirements then at Universal.
Do we need to review it individually by the full board?
No, I mean, this would be a recommendation to approve it if you're satisfied that you don't have to have the full board review it, no.
I think
we cannot ask those questions. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Dr. Flowers.
I was thinking maybe we could simply have the board review it, even though to me it just seems unusual. But indeed, it does sound as if she is qualified and it meets the requirements. But it just seems, because of the inconsistency from years back, I think I'd be more comfortable having other board members agree or, you know, give input? I mean, the worst case scenario would be she does something in Arizona that's questionable and is, you know, censured. Hopefully that'll never happen. And then they say, well, she was denied licensure in 2005. What were they thinking? So, but again, she's been a licensed psychologist in California for 14 years and apparently has not been in trouble. So those are all positive things.
And Dr. Malott, my only concern is having it, if you believe that everything is in line right now, apart from her denial however many years ago, I would hate to raise the issue of a possible improper denial at the full board on the record, and we could be looking at some liability.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, and I don't...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm just looking at, I don't know if Dominguez killed, but see, we'd have to look at her transcripts. And I'm looking at, you know, Dominguez Hills doesn't seem to have a clinical psych program, so I'm confused about it. And actually, you're right, Dominguez Hills per se, actually, most of the California institutions do not offer doctoral degrees. They're not allowed to. The state systems, only the UCs, but sometimes they do it in partnerships. So, I mean, we're talking about a lot of review, and I can, you know, I'm just speculating, and I can speculate.
Okay, well, it sounds, as, you know, like as Ms. Galva mentioned, it could get a little bit messy, and it, indeed it appears that she does meet the requirements, and so
what I'm wondering is
we can just recommend it.
I'm wondering if she was part of another program that then transferred its records to Dominguez Hills. I'm really confused because Dominguez Hills per se is not allowed to offer doctoral programs.
Madam Chair?
Most California.
Madam Chair, committee members, on her application, it looks like she's saying that her doctorate was from Ryokan College. It looks like, at least, am I misreading it?
What is Dominguez Hill?
On my copy, it looks like she's saying that Dominguez Hill was the master's in clinical psychology. And
oh, okay. Maybe I'm reading that wrong then. Okay. So maybe that was not accredited then.
Okay, but, you know, as I recall, California's required a doctorate, and I think, I'm sure it's from an accredited program, maybe not APA approved, but an accredited university. So, anyway, with all that input, I'd feel comfortable to simply include it as recommended for licensure.
Okay. The Ryokan College has closed since, I don't know, but see, I mean, so Ryokan did not have accreditation, so they lost their accreditation in 2017. We'd have to do a lot of investigation. And I'll be, I guess the question is, are we allowed to do that?
Unless the research would lead you to wonder or whether you could conclude that she's practicing at the same level.
Well, I think we would say it's the same level because California does require doctorates.
Yeah, she is practicing at the doctoral level.
Okay, then I think that you have, it would appear that she qualifies.
Okay, there's some question marks, but not enough. And again, as Ms. Galvin mentioned, she has no record of disciplinaries on her license. And so I think that can be moved forward with the other ones for approval, in spite of all my consternation initially.
Yeah, and this is one that the staff could, you know, keep track of when we have a list of concerns that we could report to the governor's office about, you know, consequences of this new statute.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So, yeah, so it looks like Ryokan had problems with getting regional accreditation, you know, so, but it's hard to tell when, so it would require a lot of investigation, and so maybe what is in, so I don't think, so I was mistaken when I read Dominguez Hill, so thank you for pointing that out, Ms. Folks. Ryokan College has had a history of problems with their regional accreditation. But obviously California seems to, you know, allow that. So it's a tough one. You know, it's kind of like the exam score that we noticed might be below our standards. Could we raise that as an issue? What if a state doesn't require an internship? I mean, things like that are going to come up, you know.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. But here,
the attitude is that they practice for a year, then they've proven themselves.
And some other state has reviewed them and found them appropriate.
Yeah.
Except we took a stand on the degree level because we do require a doctorate, and she does have a doctorate.
Yes. Yeah, all of the others I didn't see problems with as far as the universal recognition.
Mm-hmm. The last one, I just wanted to bring up number 7, Zaida Garcia. We have her transcripts, but they're all in Spanish. Is it necessary to have it in English as part of the record?
No, not on universal licensure if she's licensed in another state for at least 1 year.
Madam Chair,
okay, yeah.
Committee members, the information that's in Spanish, I thought those were, that had to do with birth certificates and marriage license. Did I misread it?
Oh, okay. I couldn't understand it, so that's, yeah, okay, so we're fine. You're right, because transcripts are not required for part of universal licenses, so we're good with her. Uh-huh.
And what's nice is well, they give a license in English. That's part.
We do on page 8, Dr. Flowers?
Yes. Yeah, license number 65. Wow, sounds retro.
Okay, so so we should go ahead.
Just do a motion, all of them then.
Yes. You want to make the motion, Doctor?
I make a motion that all the applicants submitted for universal recognition be approved for licensure.
Okay, I second the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion approved. We're done with this category. Moving to the next item, which is any items for future meetings?
None I can think of.
Okay. Okay. So moving to the next item, move to adjourn.
I shall move.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, Dr. Flowers. Thank you, Ms.